State your name, position in the club, and which animal you're raising.
My name is Isaac Castillo. I raise animals, and I'm raising a pig.
Okay. How many years have you been a part of the FFA?
This is my second year part of FFA.
What was your reason for joining FFA?
Mainly just to raise animals, but there's a lot more involved with it, so.
What languages do you hear spoken, like when you guys are like in the farm?
English, some Spanish. We just kind of have our own vocabulary for some stuff.
In what way do you or other members interact? Is it formal or informal?
Both. We kind of yell at each other sometimes, or we're like helping each other out. When we talk formal, yeah, usually when we go out and do stuff with officers and when we have to get dressed up and put on a tie and suits and stuff, yeah, it's formal. But in the farm, no, it's not formal.
Okay. How do you interact with your animal? Do you talk to it?
Make little noises, clap at them. I do talk to him, just like you would to any other dog or kid. Just tell him no or whatever when he's not doing something good. But yeah, I talk to him.
What are some like special terms that you guys use that others wouldn't understand if they weren't part of the thing?
I don't know, maybe the pig boards, the whips, the ring.
What part of FFA do you enjoy?
Raising animals, yeah. That one's always fun. But the meetings and stuff and the little games we do in there.
When others aren't part of the club, get involved, or newbies come, like how do you explain like the basic like things that you need to know for FFA and what are the basic things?
I just tell them that it's very time consuming. You have to be able to put a lot of your time if you want to be involved with FFA. Like for a pig, you can't really sleep on it. You have to be there every day in the morning feeding your pig like a normal kid, right? So yeah, you have to just make sure that you're very focused. You can't really slack off when it comes to agriculture.
What would you consider like the basic things of like when it comes to FFA? Like what is like
you just need to know, like, you have to go to meetings, you have to know, not the creed, but you kind of learn as you go on when FFA. Like I didn't know anything last year. But then this year, or after this whole first year, I learned a lot. Just in the classroom and being here too.
What was your first animal?
My first animal was a pig.
Still a pig?
Yeah, her name was Charlotte.
Thank you.
My name's Karina Deka. I'm currently the chapter president and I'm raising a market steer.
What grade are you in?
I'm in 11th grade.
How many years have you been a part of the FFA?
This is my third year, so I'm going into fourth.
What was your reason for joining FFA?
So ever since I was a little kid, I remember coming to the school farm, like in kindergarten, and seeing all the animals and all the big kids with their animals and, you know, thinking like, that's so cool, you know, like with the big kids and their animals. And so, you know, I just, ever since I came to high school, that stuck with me and I just kind of decided, you know, just gonna put myself in the club and see how it does, and here I am.
Thank you. What way do you or other members of the club interact? Is it formal or informal? And like, when is it formal and informal?
It is both. More at the farm, it is kind of more informal, you know, just buddies, friends. Same thing in the class sometimes. When it's more like meeting setting, then obviously it's more formal. We talk to each other politely, not like, hey, what's up, buddy? But I mean, generally it's pretty informal most of the time.
Do you guys have any inside jokes like between you guys?
Not really, but I mean, we all kind of just like make fun of each other and we're all okay with it because we're all, you know, close friends.
How do you interact with your animal? Like, do you talk to it or how do you get their attention?
Yeah, it's funny. So I've raised two lambs and this is my third animal, so it's my steer. And lambs are pretty dumb. So like you say, you talk to them, you know, they don't really know you too much. I mean, they know that you're their owner, but they don't like... They're not smarter, but steers, they're pretty smart. So, like, I can say his name, and he looks over at me, and, like, he knows that it's me, and he starts mooing when he hears my truck come, you know, to come feed him. Like, he definitely knows, like, who I am. They're pretty smart animals.
So, what are some terms that you use that others wouldn't understand outside of FFA?
Not too many. I mean, just general ones, like... People don't know what a steer is, you know? Yeah. Like, just things like that. And, like, honestly, too, like, what's a market animal? What's showmanship? Just things like those that are, I mean, are kind of simple terms, but they mean something might be a little different, like, for us, you know, as FFA members, but nothing too
nice.
Out of the ordinary.
When others that aren't part of the club get involved, or newbies, how do you try to explain, like, the basics of what FFA is about?
So I love that question because I love our little newbies that come in. You know, we just kind of, at least my way, I just kind of, you know, throw them in there and see how they do, you know, just help them along. That's, in my eye, just the best way to do it, especially because we haven't had, like, too much support in FFA because we've had so many different advisors. It's kind of more student-led. I mean, it still should be student-led, but we're, you know, kind of on our own compared to having a little help. So, I mean, just kind of throwing the kids in there, just trying to make them feel as comfortable as they can and as involved as they can. It's kind of what we just try to do.
Oh my God. Well, that was super nice. Thank you for...
Yeah.
My name's Anna. My position is as a club, a member, and I'm raising a lamb.
What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
How many years have you been part of the club?
This is my first year.
Nice. What was your reason for joining FFA?
My reasoning for joining FFA is to get out of my comfort zone, try something new, and experience something that me, my brothers, and I.
What way do you and other members interact? Is it formal or informal?
There's formal and informal. Like when we're in a competition, we formally talk and not to be disrespectful to each other.
Would you guys consider the way you guys interact rude or normal? And why?
I think normal because everybody has their good and bad moments where they express themselves with each other and sometimes there's rudeness.
Do you have brothers that go here?
I have my older brother did 2 lamps and a steer.
Oh.
And my second oldest brother did 2 lamps, but he went to Wincon.
And they all did FFA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When others who aren't part of the club get involved, how do you explain, like, the basics? Like, what is the basic things that you learned being part of FFA, like, your first year?
Like, my first year, like, Ivan and Raul taught me new things and how to treat it, and even though the lambs have their attitude, you still gotta deal with it.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, thank you.